Damas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, bienvenidos al show Vida en Zero Gravity. Life in Zero Gravity, what it is. It's me, Big Zero, once again, like always, like I have every week. I've done this every week since November 11th, 2019. That's how long this has been running. Damn, that's a long time. It's crazy. We're coming up on episode 200. Damn, that's a lot of episodes. 197, we got a couple more. I want to make it a special episode. So I really want to try to go all out for that with my babies. So make sure you tune in. Episode 200, I'm going to make it special. It's really fallen off lately, and it's got to be my fault. I guess I'm not being as interesting. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, for real. So I'm going to get into it. Last week, I told y'all about Thought Fest, the happiness of pursuit. I told you about it. Or actually, I don't think I mentioned it. I gave him a little promo there. Or no, did I? I don't know if I did. I might have already given it to you last week, so you might already know. But I uncovered more of the Thought Fest scam. So I did some research. This group that won the Dark Room, one of the groups that won the Dark Room. So they gave it to, they had two winners that night in Ontario. The group that group that won, they from the 805 Oxnard, it seems like, that area, which is 100 miles from Ontario. So it's weird for them to win the Ontario Artist Contest. I thought that was odd. So I dug into it, and I found that one of the members of the group has been performing with 60 East, the founder of the festival, since 2021 at the latest. So that leads me to believe that, I mean, it's a very strong inference that this was rigged the entire time, as I suspected, because it doesn't make sense for a group with one song that was released a month before the contest to win the contest. That's bullshit. You know, it's like when Hex Bundy won, and he had literally like three songs out, and he won. He might have had five total songs. It was some. No, I don't even think he did. I think it was like three songs, and he still only has eight songs, even though he won the artist contest. It's just like, it's always some bullshit. The guy from Ontario, you know, wins when it's an Ontario festival and the promoter's from Ontario. So there you go. Big surprise there. So yeah, man, just some bullshit. So that I uncovered that, right? But there's more to it. So this guy also performed with the Invisible Ponchos, who were one of the people on the group for the artist contest, or on the lineup for the artist contest. So they're in the crowd. So they had some extra support in the crowd, clearly extra support in the crowd. And I thought that was crazy, you know. I don't understand, like, why it went that way. Like, the crowd gave it up for them. I mean, the crowd got loud for me. I remember my dad saying that they burned the house down. My dad thought the crowd response to them was good, but it makes sense that the crowd would be loud for them when it's a bunch of their friends in the room who run the contest. It's like, that's some bullshit, man. That's not a real contest. Like, you know what that is. I could tell something was fishy the whole time, man. And I honestly, at first, like, when I didn't know, when I didn't research enough, I knew that nobody other than this one girl had, like, a bigger following than me. So I knew, like, okay, I got good odds. Like, I'm the most well-known artist here, and I should be able to win this, you know. I knew that was going to happen, you know. I knew I had a good chance. And 1 second, because Jazzy's here, Astro Alicorn, but she's going to appear later on. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's okay, though. It's okay for you to come now, but there was some stuff that I was going to talk about that I think I heard your phone. Yeah. Somewhere here, right? Where is it?
did look like a boom sound.
Yeah.
Okay. I felt it's probably here.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. But anyway, let me continue. I'm trying to find it. Oh, there it is. Yeah, I'll text you when I'm ready, okay?
Okay.
For you. Oh, wait, are you going to stay in here?
Oh, I could leave.
Maybe just for a little, just because some of the topics might not be super kid-friendly.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It'll be soon. But I love you. So, yeah, I'll get back into it. There's some stuff, it shouldn't be too bad, but there's some stuff I was going to say where it's like, I don't know. So, anyway. Total scam. Dot fist. And, what happened? I'm trying to think if I went over all the details for that part. Yeah, that's the main stuff. It's like, it's sus for a group. And the song is not even good. It just sounds like watered down ass Bone Thugs and they win this artist contest. Like, that's some horse shit, man. So, I just thought that was trash. Fucking 60 Yeast. That fool, man. The 60 must be, honestly, he got, the 60 in his name, I think, is also a reference to his IQ because he got some nursery ass rhymes. This fool was like, what'd he say? I'm cold like a glacier, about to shark y'all like a taser. Like, that's so, what the fuck, bro? You're rapping like the 80s in fucking 2020. Yeah, 2020, I think that song came out. You're rapping like the 80s in 2020, bro. That shit been used so damn many times. This fool can't come up with an original idea. What else he say? He said something on that song. Oh, he said, I'm turning heads like the Exorcist. I'm like, isn't that, I heard that shit when I was like, I want to say like around 2006, but this fool living in 2006. Joel Santana and Immortal Technique are the headliners of this festival. That would be a hot lineup in 2006, but in 2023, who gives a fuck about those fools? Like, no offense to them. You know, I used to listen to Immortal Technique, and I don't have anything against them, really, but like, Joel Santana, he has some songs, but I mean, these dudes are not relevant, and like, I'm sure some people be excited, but for me, I'm like, I wouldn't fucking pay for that. So it kind of worked out, like, not being on the lineup, because like, looking at it, I'm like, I don't even want to be a part of this raggedy ass event, honestly. Like, it's not tight. This event is certainly not tight. So yeah, I thought it was whack. So it's the biggest artist on the event. Joel Santana is like the main headliner. Then Immortal Technique. And then Pharoah Monch. So I'm just like, bro, I seen two of those fools. I seen Pharoah Monch and Immortal Technique open up Rock the Bells. Like, they were the opening acts on the main stage of Rock the Bells. And then there's like fucking 10 people after them. Who was it? It was Mos Def and Tyler Kweli, The Roots, Public Enemy and Anthrax, fucking, who else was there? It was Cypress Hill, Wu-Tang Clan, and then Rage Against the Machine. I probably missed somebody along the way there. But yeah, like, they were it was Pharoah Monch, Immortal Technique, and then all those fools after them, all those acts after them. So it's like, that shows you right there. In 2006, like, those fools weren't even, like, that relevant in that way. So, I just thought that shit was funny. I'm like, for real, this your lineup? Because 60 East was saying, he was capping. He said that I threw a Hail Mary pass at the end. You're not going to believe this. Threw a Hail Mary pass and touchdown. It's like, for Joel Santana, bro? Joel Santana, I mean, it's all good. I'm not disrespecting Joel Santana, but like, the most recent memory people have of Joel Santana is him and Dipset getting destroyed by Jadakiss and the Locks, bro. And meanwhile, Jadakiss likes my work, so I'm like, alright. That's cool, that Joel Santana shit. I don't know, I legitimately wouldn't pay for that lineup. I wouldn't pay. I might end up going because I honestly don't think I can sell my tickets. Like, I don't see anyone being interested in buying them. If y'all want tickets, you could buy them for me. I'll sell them for, I might sell them for 40. I might keep it at the early bird special. You know, I'd lose out on a couple bucks doing it that way. But I'm just like, I thought about saying that in the comments when they announced the lineup. Like, anyone need tickets? I got two for sale, but I knew that they'd try to probably lock my shit down if I did that. Like, oh, we're not going to accept his tickets if they go through the door, you know? I was just like, nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to, like, what if I want to move these? Like, like, for real, what if I want to move these tickets? Because I legitimately was not impressed with the lineup. Then it's just a bunch of fucking no names. I'm like, bro, like, I'm bigger than, like, almost everybody on this damn lineup. And y'all are playing games with me. But I thought about it, and, like, listening to 60 East, Fool has no style, like, a basic-ass flow, ain't got anything interesting to say. He's just stringing together shit and, like, the vocab. Yeah, bro, vocab. And it's like, it's not even impressive vocab or anything, man. It's like, there's nothing impressive about him. He's bland as hell on the mic. So I could see that. He sees some, like, a flamboyant, versatile fucking, like, lyricist, wordsmith that's, like, putting together punchlines that nobody's ever seen before. Like, there's an argument for me having the best punchlines in the game. Like, no joke. I think I got the best punchlines in the game. No joke. And I'm not even, like, really a punchline rapper like that. I just go the fuck in when, like, I want to do a punchline song. I'm, like, gonna pack that shit with punchlines and make it not corny shit. Because I never overreach like some of y'all. A lot of y'all will overreach for some punchlines. You know? And, like, I don't do that. I'm just like, if it ain't there, it ain't there. I'm gonna say some clever shit if it's there. If it ain't there, it ain't there. I'm gonna do what I do, man. Like, that's how I do it. So, I keep it real. You know? That's just what it is. Yeah, I mean, I bring a better live show than most of that lineup. For real, honestly. All artist contests are scams in a way. I wouldn't recommend entering them. It's always some bullshit, man. One time I entered this stand-up comedy contest, So it was a small venue, so don't laugh at the crowd size, because the capacity, we were pretty much at capacity. There's about 40 people in there, and I fucking brought 20 of them. Nobody brought more people than me. No one person in this comedy contest brought more people than me, and I fucking lost the contest. And I saw the fucking winner of the contest bring the owners cake before the show. It could be as simple as some bullshit like that. And, like, he was probably the worst comedian that night, and he won the fucking contest. And I was like, for real? Because it was for a spot, and I think he won money for it, from what I remember. It was for, like, a major spot on a comedy festival. That's what it was. So I've just been dealing with this shit for the longest time. Like, motherfuckers just playing games with my shit, man. Like, I did so many shows. So many comedy shows I did where, like, I opened up for some big acts, like people that were on BET, Comedy Central, and all this, like, all these channels that had stand-up specials at the time. Like, I was opening up for these people, like, almost every week. So I knew I was pretty good. Like, I wasn't, like, I'm not gonna say I was amazing, but I was pretty fucking good, man. I never bombed not every joke always hit, but I never went out there and just straight up bombed. Like, I always made people laugh. So, yeah, man. Artist contests are scam. All these fucking things are scams. They give it to people. It's just nepotism, and they give it to people who they already knew. So I told y'all about the dark room with this contest, right? But then the other winners, Eugene O'Neill and Pretty Black. So first of all, Pretty Black... It was Pretty Black and Eugene O'Neill, so he was kind of like the feature for her. First of all, that girl got 7 monthly listeners on Spotify. The Dark Room got 15, and these fools are winning the contest. Like, that's sus. When shit like that happens, it's sus, because it's like, I know y'all want people to show up to the show. How are y'all going to have somebody who has 7 listeners show up to the show? And... That's the shit that's funny, man. It just makes me laugh. I'm like, don't y'all want people to show up? I think Eugene O'Neill had like 800 or something. He had a good amount, but I mean, she's the top billed person, you know? She's the top billed person, so it's like, y'all are giving the spot to this girl that has no fan base, and they sounded horrible. Like, no offense to them, but they just sounded bad on the night. And I went and listened to the music, and it doesn't sound good. And it's not even that I think that they're such bad artists, but it's not mixed well. Like, it doesn't sound good in your car, you know? Like, I showed it to Astro, and she thought it sucked. She thought the darkroom sucked, too. I don't think the darkroom really sucks. Well, they kind of do. I would say they're good performers. They're not very good lyricists. Actually, they're not good lyricists. They're super cliche lyricists. Like, everything these fools are saying is like, from the first of the month, smoking my blunt, rolling it up. And it's like, that shit ain't clever, bro. Like, it's like a bunch of shit like that. And I'm like, what? It just sounds like a ripoff of Dog Pound and definitely Bone Thugs at the same time. Dog Pound on the production, I don't know who made their beat, but it sounded like a bootleg version of like that Vibe with a Pimp song. That Vibe song. You could smoke, you could drink, you could vibe with a pimp. Whatever it says. I don't remember. The one with Snoop and Dog Pound. But yeah, so it sounded like a bootleg version of that. So yeah, so Pretty Black and Eugene O'Neill. I saw that Eugene O'Neill, other winner of the contest, has at least 5 songs with one of the hosts of the festival. So is it a fucking coincidence that they won? I don't think so. I think they won because it was already fucking decided before any of us showed up to the venue that night. They knew they were going to give it to their fucking friends. Their less talented friends got the spots. And I feel so bad. There's a dude, I think his name's MC Fredo. He flew out from Denver for this contest. There was a girl who drove down from the Bay Area. It's like a 7-hour drive, you know, for this contest. And they give it to these fools that had no fan base other than the fucking people in the room who were their friends, who gave them the win. And here's how you know this. It's sus. Every other contest that they did this contest like all around the country. Every other one that they did, they announced the winners. This one, they didn't announce it online. You had to be there in person. They didn't announce the winners online. They knew it was sus. That's why they unfollowed me when I mentioned like, oh yeah, I guess if I want to win these contests, I should have one song out, you know? Because it's like, what? The fuck? Back to back years, y'all giving it to people with no catalog. Like, what is this? It's disrespectful because they didn't put the work in the game. And y'all giving them spots on festivals with like 3 songs. It's a slap in the face. It really was a slap in the face how they did that. And I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it. I come to y'all with different angles. But yeah. So I thought that was bullshit, man. Fucking bullshit. Like, they advertised this as being like a good opportunity for artists and shit. And it's like, no, y'all were just milking artists. Ripping artists off for the sake of your fucking friends, man. Your friends who fucking suck, let's be honest. Like, they're not good. Like, no disrespect, but they fucking suck. You know? Maybe that's taking it. No, I don't even think it's taking it too far. That Dark Room song is really not very good. It's really like super mid. I won't say it's terrible, but it's not very good. Not even really mixed that well either. The fucking one song they have. Pretty Black, Eugene O'Neill, mixing's terrible. But I do think... So Eugene O'Neill, his flow is clunky. Maybe that's why 60E's like him, because 60E's got a clunky ass flow. I'm just super offbeat and shit. Like, 60E's got no style, bro. No style. Nothing, like, there's nothing original about what that fool does. He's just one of these fools that, like, raps over, like, shit that sounds like it's from like 2001 and shit, you know, or like early 2000s underground. He's still rapping over those type of beats with that same like clunky flow with no personality. It's like, you ain't going nowhere, bro. Congrats on having a festival. You ain't going nowhere with that. You're never going to elevate past that current level. And it's because you're old ass gatekeeper that's trying to keep other people down. You see young artists who are shining, you know, who are bringing originality to the game. Y'all don't want to get outshined. I know what it is. Y'all not threatened by the dark room or Pretty Black and Eugene O'Neill. I see why they call it the dark room too, because those fools are still developing. They're not a finished product. I really shouldn't like talk shit. They were nice guys, but that's just some bullshit, man. You ain't put the work in the game. Like, you don't just get to get on a fucking festival with one song for fucking nepotism purposes. Like, fuck that. I see that, man. Yeah, Hyro Day let me down, man. I got hundreds of dollars worth of Hyro gear. Supported these fools for years, and they give their festival spots to people with like fucking 4 monthly listeners. I looked this shit up because I'm like, y'all say it's based on the draw. These motherfuckers ain't drawing flies to shit. So how the fuck are they getting picked for these spots? It doesn't make any damn sense. But then you see it's like one of their daughters or one of their daughter's friends or some shit. And it's like, what? The daughters I get. The daughter's friends. But even then it's like, all right, you just want to pad your festival out with like fucking inexperienced performers who have like 3 songs. Like, what is that? You know, other than me, I've been performing for like 10 years, more than 10 years, I think, you know, put a lot of work in the game. I got what? I always lose count. So I had 2 albums early on, right, that I don't fully count. I guess I'll count them. So I had those 2, 11, Life in Zero Gravity, the double album. I'll count that as 1 for now. Then I had Purple Haze, Viable, Life in Zero Gravity 3, Chamber Zero, ZN. So that's 9 total albums. I put work in the game. And then I got like, you know, let's see, 1, 2, 4, 5. They have 6 EPs? No, 7 EPs. 7 EPs, 9 albums, and you give it to the like fools with 3 songs, and it's like, that's some bullshit, man. That ain't right. Like, you can't keep doing that with this fucking nepotism. No one likes that shit. So only the people that benefit, like, which is like your friends. That's some bullshit, man. Just get tired of it. Anyway, done with that. My festival's gonna crush theirs soon. Thought Fest is no Thought Fest. Girls don't want to see washed up battle rappers stumbling around stage. Girls don't want to see that shit. There's going to be no bitches there, man. You're scaring the bitches away with your fucking battle rap ass lineup. Fucking Immortal Technique and shit. No, and Immortal Technique's a talented artist. He's made good music. But it's like, y'all are just not comprehending what people actually want to see. I don't know. My festival will crush theirs soon. They gotta learn how to curate better. There's gonna be a lot of dry pussy at Thop Fest. A lot of dry pussy. And you old ass gatekeepers are not gonna make it far playing these fucking games. I apologize. I should have hit the cough button on that. So, moving on. Low effort or high maintenance? The name of this episode. Man, what a crazy couple of days I've had. Flew a girl out from Arizona. We've been talking for months, right? Planned to go to Mexico together. That's probably not going to happen now. So, low effort, high maintenance. I want to see where it started. So it actually started the night before she came. Or maybe 2 nights before she came. first she told me that she wasn't feeling well because she did cocaine. I was like, I don't like that. In my head, I'm thinking, I don't like that. Like, I don't want to be with, wouldn't really want to be with someone that did cocaine. But we'll give me the benefit of the doubt, kind of thinking like, oh, she could have just had a party weekend. Maybe she does it like every once in a while. Right? That's what I'm thinking. Then 2 days before, she hits me up asking if I do blow and seeing if I can get her some. And I'm just like, bro, no. I told her straight up, like, I'm going to feel terrible if something happens to you. So I don't want to do that. Like, a lot of that shit's laced with fentanyl. I don't want you to die. And I'm liable for that. And I feel terrible, obviously, when anyone dies. So I told her that. And I mean, she seemed annoyed, whatever. I was like, this doesn't seem good. The flight's already booked. I seriously considered canceling it. I kind of wish I would have now. So, man. So it starts out, she's telling me something about like how airport food is expensive. So I'm like, oh yeah, it is. I recently flew Southwest though, and I forgot that there's an Earth Cafe at the Southwest terminal of LAX. Southwest, I think, kind of has their own terminal. Terminal 1. It's all Southwest, I think, from what I remember. Which is, like, prime location for Southwest. Like, congrats to them. So, I tell her, oh, yeah, but it has an Earth Cafe. And she just, like, for some reason that annoys her, or she's like, what are you even talking about? How's that even related to what I said? It's like, I'm thinking, like, how's it not related? You're complaining about airport food, and I'm telling you that, like, that I would go to Earth Cafe. Like, oh, yeah, I'd go to Earth Cafe, though. I looked it up, actually, it has a bad rating, that location. But, I mean, the one in Pasadena was cool, and I thought that's actually pretty kind of gourmet food, so to have it at the airport is a nice touch, you know. So she seems annoyed by that, keeps going on, just dragging it on too long, and she's kind of done that over time. Then I kind of let it go, whatever. I actually stayed up all night because I was excited and nervous to see her, kind of like just thinking. It was a mixture of being excited and like being a little worried because I'm going to have this girl that does some amount of cocaine on my hands. And like, I don't really want to deal with that, you know, and the way that her little snappish behavior, like one time I sent her something about, it was some joke about dicks. And she was like, why are you sending me stuff about dicks? Are you insecure about yours? And just like, taking it this weird negative route where I'm like, no, like I thought it was funny. And like, it was something about like all these different shapes of dicks. And like some of them I didn't even know existed. So I just was like, are these real? Like just asking her like, hey, are these real? The funny thing is, it was actually from another girl sending it to me asking which one I was. I wasn't going to tell her that, but I thought it was funny. And I was like, let me see if any of these are real to her. You know, so we went there and she just like acted like it was such a weird thing to do and like all this stuff. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like she has like, she's just irritable and moody all the time, you know? So she calls a lot of guys low effort. I'm starting to wonder if she's just high maintenance. No one likes a backseat driver. So she doesn't drive. She's from New York. She doesn't drive. She lives in Arizona. Doesn't have a fucking car. So people kept like cutting in front of me that day. But it wasn't that bad. Like some of them were worse than others. It wasn't that bad. For whatever reason, she chose to just blame me. And anytime I like disagreed, like I'm crazy and like I'm being irrational. And it's like, no, like they're literally cutting me off. I'm just going straight. Like I'm not even changing lanes and people are like getting in front of me. And I think that kind of happens when you have a Prius, like people are always thinking you're going to go slow. Even if you're not going slow, they assume you're going slow. So they like whip in front of you. People were doing that. And it wasn't my fault that like that was happening, I could see why it might be a little scary, but at the same time, I never got that close to where it could have actually caused an accident, you know? So I thought that was ridiculous. And she just kept bitching about it. And that's where it all started. That's where the whole thing started. Because I just, at one point, was like, well, you don't even drive. Like, what are you talking about? And she just got so mad she didn't want to eat dinner at the place we went to. I was just like, what the fuck? What is even going on for her to get that mad about that? It didn't make any sense. Damn, I'm sorry. This is unprofessional. So, yeah. That was the whole thing. And that's what kicked it all off. And then, like, she got, like, super mad about that because I was defending myself. I was just saying, like, no, we weren't that close to getting in an accident. Like, I know what I'm doing. She called me a horrible driver, which is, like, I'm going to be honest with you. I've driven, like, probably around 400,000 miles in my life. Like, I'm an expert driver. I'm not a bad driver at all. And she said that, and it just was annoying to me because she's such a know-it-all in the first place. Like, she knows something about every subject, and she's one of these people where it's like, if you say something, even if she agrees with what you're saying, she'll like disagree just to be contrarian. I think it's just so fucking stupid, you know? It's like she like, I forget what I said. It'd be like little stuff. Like, I had corn chips in my bag, the same corn chips that I bought for her. Like, I was eating some of them, and she said, is that your corn chips, or do you have corn chips in here, or is that your feet? And I'm like, no, it's corn chips. And then I showed them to her. She said, those aren't the corn chips we got. She kept calling them Fritos, and like, they didn't even look like Fritos, you know? So she was just annoying, man. Super annoying. It was crazy. Like, I don't generally like not get along with people like that, so it was weird to have that. She planned to see her ex. She planned that, like, when she was annoyed with me, she was planning to see him, and I think she did end up seeing him. Like, I think that's what she ended up doing, and I'm just like, what the fuck is, like, that's super disrespectful, like, to do that, you know? And she disappeared out of nowhere, and she still asked for money in the end to pay for her, like, carry-on. I'm just like, damn, are you that broke, girl? You can't pay? Like, that's fucking sad. You gotta get it together. Maybe she was just hoping somebody would come along and help her or something. But, yeah. So the girl that I spent these days with, she disappeared out of nowhere. And still ask for money, of course. But that's bullshit. So at one point she wanted me to buy Dior cologne for her, and I was like, after the way you've been acting, like, she said that at one point she said that I wasn't high enough for her standards or some shit, or I was like below her standards. And she was saying that she wasn't romantically attracted to me. That's what she said. And then she was telling me that she thought my roommate was cute. And then she was saying, like, that she... It was almost like she was saying she wanted to fuck my roommate. And I was like, what? And then later she said that was... I just didn't even react to that because I thought it was so stupid. Then later she told me that was a joke. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing, man? She just made it up. I don't know. I thought that was some bullshit. There's always some bullshit going on. But yeah, she disappeared out of nowhere, still asked for money. She wanted me to buy her Dior cologne. I'm like, I'm not fucking buying you that, man. You're annoying. Like, I don't want to buy that. So, I don't know. It's just irritating. We had a Mexico trip that was... It looked like it was going to be fun, but it seems like it might not work out. That's what it seems like. I hope it... I don't know what to hope for, because I kind of hope it works out, just because I don't want to reschedule all this shit again. But part of me is like, oh, no, they were trash. I don't really want them to promote this. So, yeah. What else have we got on the agenda? Oh, the girl that... So she was judging about everything. She even judged me for my parenting. You know? And just like... Next thing I was gonna say. The constant nitpicking and negativity just really got to me, man. It was just too much. Way too much. Like, I'm not trying to eat all that. You know? But they're always hating on my place so hard. I'm just playing. So she gave her kids up. She let them get adopted, and then she wants to call me the best man. I don't know what that means. You know, I honestly don't. But the constant nitpicking and negativity was too much. I didn't understand it. I was just like, why are we doing this? Why are they hating upon me so hard? What did I do? What have I done to deserve this? Sorry, bros. I have to have my guests come in. Let me see. I have to secure Astro. Okay, should be here soon. Well, let's see what we can do. The girl was just hating on my place so hard in the end. Like, it was crazy how everything was good. And, like, I actually thought, like, oh, this might end up being a good relationship. Like, through text and calls. And then in person, it was just so different. Because she's so miserable. She's such a nitpicker, you know. So I hope she gets the help she needs. She was saying I had, like, a personality disorder. And, like, I was antisocial. I was just like, no. In my head, I'm thinking, like, no, I just don't like you. Like, I don't want to talk to you. I want to do anything with you, you know. But anyway, without further ado... Astro Alicorn.
Hello.
Oh, I have a drink there.
Okay.
Astro Alicorn. She's back.
Hi, guys. I know you guys miss me so much, and that I'm the only reason why you guys are watching this. So.
How? Yeah.
Also, we're under a bed right now.
Yeah, we are. Where are we at?
We're at Oceanside.
Big Oceanside. Big O side. Big O. Big O. Big O. Big.
Look at that.
How were your days without me?
Horrible.
Were they really?
No, they weren't horrible.
Oh, good.
But it wasn't the same.
Oh, well, I missed you. My days weren't the same.
Of course they weren't.
Astro, I love you, Astro.
I love you too.
I love you more.
Astro Zero.
Astro Zero. Oh, it's A to Z. From A to Z. That's true. I'll set this up for you.
I wonder if I did that on purpose, but I just didn't know it.
Maybe you did.
It's pretty cool. I just wanted it to match you because you had like a space name.
Space. We are space.
Space
unique. Did you make the name Asher Alicorn?
Mm-hmm.
That's so sweet.
I remember we were in the studio and I think we were singing Cali Waves.
Well, yeah, your favorite.
I was adding it. It's not my favorite. Lavender.
Lavender's here. Oh no, podcast ruined. So are you excited to be in Oceanside? Is Sis excited?
Sis is
excited beyond belief.
Can't even.
To be in the Big O side. Big O.
I can't
big
wait to go to
Big
bro.
O. I know, are you excited? What's your favorite part of Oceanside?
The beach.
Well, yeah, that's obvious now.
sand crabs and the beach.
They do have the sand crabs here, huh? That's not as common.
Choo choo.
So, I thought we could. What was your favorite trip we've had to Oceanside so far?
Oh. Sorry.
You have a favorite? Do you or no?
I love all of them.
All of the oceans. Okay, well, here's, I wanted to, do you care to play?
But I think my favorite one was when we had the condo.
Yeah, that was fun. Well, we had that a few times, right?
Yeah, right, we did?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I think it's like the first time we got it.
Probably the most exciting.
Yeah.
I remember it was fun to walk on that harbor part, a little part with
I love going to that candy store.
The candy store. Candy
the
store.
The harbor. There's no harbor. No!
Candy store.
No! I don't like candy store.
Candy no! store. All right, well, I thought we could play Over Under.
Oh, yes, I love this game.
Over Under. You can come up with stuff, too. I wrote a few for you. So, donuts. Okay. Overrated, underrated, prop rated.
Overrated.
Top rated. I mean, overrated?
No, underrated. Oh! Underrated. I mean, under. Oh, my gosh, I'm sorry.
Can you see yourself in this thing?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. So that they're properly rated, you think?
I think they're underrated.
Underrated. Yeah, I think so. I think
because
you're right.
A lot of people are like, "Ew, donuts."
They'd
are
be
gross.
Hating on donuts.
But like, it's probably because they haven't had like a really good like.
What's the best donut you ever had? Where is it from? Sugarlicious.
It was yeah. Definitely.
Was it really?
Uh huh.
We should go to Voodoo Donuts.
It was like, when we oh, go. Yeah. Oh, you would love that place. Oh, my gosh.
Did you go there?
Yeah, there's one in Austin.
I didn't know. Oh, there is. There's one at Universal.
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you want to go? Let's go when we go to Universal. We have to go a few more times before you go.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay. That settles it. Settle it and smash. So
not very flattering.
So Ariana Grande.
Underrated.
You think?
Yeah.
I think so. Probably.
A lot of people say that like she uses so much autotune that she doesn't use it.
She did get in trouble lately though because she was dating a guy that had a wife. So,
what the?
So she's probably underrated now, too, because people are mad at her. So right now, she's probably underrated.
Yeah.
iPhone.
Overrated.
Why do you say it's overrated?
Because everybody's like, oh my gosh, iPhone is so much better. Yeah, it's more expensive.
Well, it's not even always more expensive. There's actually expensive.
Yeah, but sometimes, usually iPhone is like more expensive. But like, I feel like iPhone... Like, there's no difference. I feel like iPhone is worse. Like, I'm not trying to hate or anything, but...
It is for you for the games, I think, because you have all those ads.
Yeah, all the ads are crazy. Like, I can't even play the game every 5 seconds.
Harder than you think. Harder than you think. Harder than you think. Harder than you think.
Misses each in every
Harder
level.
Than you think.
Can you try? Can you try?
Can you
and beat
try?
It?
You think you got what it takes?
Royal Clash. Play now.
It's annoying. Like, shut up.
No. Like, I
shut up.
I see this a million times.
Shut up.
I skip it. It takes me to the place. Like, if I accidentally press the screen instead of the skip button, it'll literally just be like, oh, yeah. You obviously, since you tapped your phone, you want to buy this game. It's like, no, I don't.
Right?
But,
Right?
Like, there's so many things on Android that you can't do with Apple. Like, oh, especially, like, the camera. Like, when you zoom into photos, you can't even zoom into anything.
What?
Like, it only goes to... No, let me show you... Let me show you guys my phone right now.
She has an iPhone and she's saying it's overrated.
Okay. You see this?
Yeah, I think they could see.
Okay. So if I zoom
that,
in...
That sound was overrated.
No, like, literally, like, well, I'm already, like, really close up to my phone, but when I do this, like, this is how much it zooms in. Like, literally, my phone isn't even that close to the screen, and you can still see my full face. So that's why I think that iPhone is definitely overrated. Because there's sense. Like so many things on Android that you, because I mean.
Yeah, there is a lot. Android doesn't limit you as much as iPhone.
Oh yeah. What's like the, like do you guys have like storage? I think you do.
Yeah. But
like what, without buying any storage, what's like the minimum?
I don't know. Mine had a lot. I know it was like over 100 gigabytes.
What? Mine has 50. When I don't even buy anything, it's 50.
50 gigabytes?
And I tried to get, I tried to join the family storage, which is like 2 TB. I don't know what that means.
Terabytes.
Oh, terabytes.
That okay. would be 1,000 gigabytes.
I still can't, like, I'm still getting that my storage is full.
What?
It's so annoying.
Annoying.
And literally, we've, like, all of our phones together have only used, like, 663 gigabytes.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, well, it's kind of a lot, but it's my mom, Paul, and me. And they already have, like, my mom bought the family storage, and they both have, like, updated theirs more than mine.
Okay.
But it's so annoying. Like, I'm still getting those reminders when I take, like, 5 pictures.
Yeah, in fact.
Storage is full.
Sis.
Your head is full of air.
Universal. Yeah. Is it overrated or underrated?
Underrated.
I think so, actually. Because
a lot of people go to, like, Disneyland instead.
Yeah, they don't know what Universal has.
I feel like... Like, there's a pretty good amount of people there, but I feel like there's a lot more people at Disney.
That's true, I think so. Disney's crazy.
I feel like... I mean, there's like, some cool stuff there, but... Like, Universal
They don't have Mario.
Yeah, they don't have Mario.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Like, I feel like it's fun for all ages.
Yeah, it's like living in a Mario level. Who doesn't want to live in a Mario level?
Come on, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so fun!
Okay, regular show. Overrated.
Underrated.
I think so. I think you're right.
I want to say properly rated, but I don't hear people talking about it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's as known like, as some other shows.
Yeah, and some other shows kind of suck. Like, I'm not going to point any fingers at anybody. Like,
what show sucks?
I can't say anything.
What's your least favorite show you've seen?
Hotel Transylvania.
You really don't like that movie.
No, that movie literally sucks. Whoever the directors are, I literally need to speak to them. Like, I'm not trying to be a Karen.
Speak
or anything,
to the manager.
But literally, I don't know who even.
Okay, Karen.
Like, why can't they get Adam Sandler back?
Okay, well, Karen.
Actually, it probably costs a lot of money to get him back.
Let's get the movie. Sandman. He's
but,
expensive.
Bro, he literally.
The Sandman! Oh.
But literally, I don't know what type of editing they, because they use the same, for that movie, they use the same editing as they did for the new Spider-Man movie.
Mm.
And it sucked. Literally, they changed every single character. They changed every single character. All the voices, I mean, well, actually,
what was it? How was it like the new Spider-Man?
Huh? They use the same Sony Animations company.
But Spider-Man was good.
I know. Like.
Were they tripping?
Like, that almost made me cry, bro.
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Really? What? How come?
Because, like, the story, like.
Oh, you liked it?
Yeah.
It was pretty. There was parts that were sad.
But I don't want to cry in movies. Also, that twist where it sent him to, like, this other universe where his uncle, like, not just, hold on, can you text me real quick?
Text you?
Yeah.
How come?
Hold on, never mind.
Okay, Adventure Time. Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
I don't watch enough of it.
To really know?
Yeah.
I suppose that makes sense. What would you say? Like, what's your guess?
I'm going to say, like, in between properly rated and underrated.
That makes sense for Adventure Time. It feels a little more properly rated than regular show. Regular show seems like it's
awesome.
Doesn't get as much credit. You like regular show, huh?
Yeah. No, wait, no. Me when I see the twist in Spider-Man.
Bombastic side
eye. Oh, no, I don't want to do this. No.
It's too late.
Sorry.
Was that the Ariana Grande video?
Stop. No. Don't watch my videos. They're cringe. You'll literally die of cringe.
They're good.
You're not supposed to.
Okay. Sis. Is sis overrated, underrated?
Bro, whatever's like 1,000 times...
underrated?
Below underrated. Overrated. Oh. Excuse me?
No, I'm saying, so you think you're overrated?
I think I'm underrated.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I am underrated. Whoever is 1,000 times below underrated is what I am.
Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. Okay, let's see. Bro. Sorry. Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Is this even a question right
now? I'm just playing.
I feel like I don't even have to answer this.
I'm just playing.
What do you guys think?
What do you guys think?
Is okay. Bro underrated, underrated, or underrated?
Oh!
I mean, oh, sorry about that.
You sweet. You Chinese.
Stop! Bro about to get demonetized. Bro about to get canceled by Twitter.
No, I was saying you were like anime because of your eyebrows. Oh. I wasn't saying it like canceled, Japanese.
Bro.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Look, my hand covers my face.
Okay, so... poop.
What the heck? What is this? Is it
overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
I don't know how to rate that.
Japanese, like...
Stop!
Anime eyebrows. How would you rate poop?
I don't know. Properly rated?
Yeah. It's rated badly, right? Like, no one likes poop.
Yeah, oh, so probably.
But is it really that bad? It might be underrated.
I mean, like, it's just all the
food. Is it really the worst thing in the world?
It's just all the food that you've it's ate just from, poop. Like, the past couple of days without any nutrients. Yeah,
I think so.
Because when it goes through the large intestine, I think, it's either the small intestine or the large intestine. It sucks out all of the nutrients from the food that you've eaten, and it gets bunched all together. And... that's poop.
Poop.
But, like, I mean, it still is, like, just a tiny bit gross, but it's not as gross as, like, you think. Like, it's literally just, like, all the food that you've eaten. Because it's not gross when you eat it. It's not gross when you look at it.
Yeah, bro.
But then you look at poop, it's, like, it's the same thing, but, like, just all bunched together, and it kind of smells bad.
So. Just poop. Everyone poops.
I mean, what would I know about poop?
Girls you know a poop. Lot. Girls do poop.
What the heck? Ew! I'm sorry. Okay. I couldn't quite understand that. Could you please try again?
Okay, what about dragons?
Dragons are cool.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
But I feel like a lot of people like dragons. So I'm gonna go with properly rated. Like, probably 75% properly rated, but, like, 25% underrated.
Yeah, I was going to say, they seem a little underrated.
Yeah, just a little bit. But I feel like it's more towards
you're right.
Because, like, a lot of people liked it. Ew, bro just ripped butt.
No, I didn't.
What?
I didn't.
You did. Girls don't fart or poop.
You did.
I didn't.
I didn't.
I swear, bro.
They would have heard me. But anyway. So
you admit that you fart?
No, I never do. What is your favorite drawing you did? Do you have a favorite?
Golly gee, I really do like my drawings. Jolly gee.
Jolly gee. What do you think?
I don't know.
Huh.
Oh!
Yeah, that's a tough one. Okay.
I like my drawings.
We'll come back. We'll try to think about it and we'll come back to it sometime. Not this week, but sometime. Okay, what was the highlight of your week?
Well, highlight of my week was this seeing week. You come back.
Oh, you're gonna make me cry. You're so
cry,
sweet.
Cry in your bowl, cry in the bowl.
No,
cry in the. Don't drink your tears. Ew, bro drank his tears. Bro cried in a bowl. That's not even a bowl, it's a cup. Your bro phone cried. Died.
No, it didn't. Why would you say that?
Sorry,
you can't be dead. Okay. What about your low light?
My low light? What?
Worst part of your week.
Not seeing you come back.
No. Why is it? You're sweet. I love you. It was so great. It was so sweet when
probably
I saw you.
I fell off that 50 feet high mountain.
That didn't happen.
Well, how would you know? You
that
were there.
Oh, that burns. All right, okay, that's a bit much there. Okay. What's new with you? How's you two? What's new, though?
What's new with me?
Yes.
Sorry, I was watching.
What is it? What's new?
New with me is... No!
That's sorry. New. Ariana Grande.
I don't know if y'all can
she has
see
a new
that.
Video. They probably can't, but we could talk
oh, wait,
about
it's
it.
It's actually coming up pretty
go
clear.
To Astro Alicorn on YouTube. Official Astro Alicorn, because there's you got people copying you probably.
Oh, yeah. People are probably like, Astro Alicorn.
Astro Alicorn? Who's that? Who's that? Who's Astro Alicorn?
No.
Babe! Jasmine
Stop.
Famous!
Stop!
Babe, Astro Alicorn's famous! Babe! Babe!
Babe!
Babe! Junie Mama!
Stop! Oh, she sees
this. I mean, who sees this? See this. She might find that funny, actually.
Okay, ready? I'm not coming for you. I don't think she finds it funny.
Probably not.
No
she'd be mad.
Or anything, but...
She doesn't like me too much.
Okay, ready? I'm going to give y'all the most bombastic side I ever. Ready?
I don't know if I could take it. You're going to break the camera. Okay.
Hey, old bitch.
Next sorry. Question. Do you still love me?
Bruh. I don't think that's a question.
I'm too embarrassed to ask.
You should know. You should know the answer to that.
I love you.
Who doesn't?
That's true.
Sorry.
Okay. Is there any topics you want to discuss?
I'm so funny.
Are there any you want to discuss?
Bullying.
Those
okay.
dicks.
Stop!
I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh, why do you
jerks.
Always do that? This is not looking good for me. Stop! Okay.
F you, bullies.
Okay, bullying.
Just kidding.
Oh yeah, especially racism.
Racism. Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you something.
Racism is trash. Why does that sound funny for some reason?
No, stop.
Racism sucks.
It's not funny. Stop.
Racism's trash. Stop. Racism sucks.
Stop.
Racism. Oh, is racism overrated or
what? No. Oh my gosh, this is horrible. Overrated to the max.
Well, but everybody says, or most people say it's bad, right? So maybe it's under.
No. Bro. Okay.
I shouldn't even laugh about that.
Okay. But racism, let's be real.
Alcoholism.
Stop. Let's be real though.
Racism.
We can't control it. It's not like we're literally playing The Sims. We'd be like, I want to design my character. Oh, yes, that's good. We can't do that. Literally, we could be bored by any parent in the world, but we don't choose it.
Yeah, we don't choose that.
We literally don't choose that. We can't control it. So why are you bullying me?
Why they bully you?
I don't know. He's jealous.
They're hating. I know that. I don't like to think people are jealous because I do this.
What do you mean by that?
They're jelly of us.
Like, you see this?
Okay, well,
like, we can't control it. Right. Also, like, people make fun of me for being tall. You're like, hey, you're tall girl.
Yeah.
I can't control it.
You just stomp on them. You're like, it's not great.
I know.
You little ants. And then just crush them. Like, with your big tall girl
we
legs.
We can't control most of the things that we look like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not literally jerks. Playing The Sims. Okay, I'm going to design my character. Plus 2 inches. Yes, it's perfect. No. I literally can't control. Like, how would you like it if I made fun of you because shorty?
Shorties.
We're towering over you. Hi.
All right.
The bed frame.
Okay. Well, is there any final thoughts you want to share?
Okay. Be real. Brown eyes. Overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
I think they got to be underrated because they seem normal to people, so people probably, like, don't take them as seriously as they should.
You see this? All of you losers that bullied me because of this. You see that?
Well,
they said that I have doo-doo brown eyes.
That's so dumb. They're
I can't
missing.
Control it!
That's not your fault. You didn't do anything. You're just dumb.
Bro, literally, no, let me look up the chances.
It's like 80% at least.
Yeah. Eye chart. No, not that. Not the things that the doctors give you. Eye well, color chart.
Well, it's all good either way. Don't worry. I believe you. But we could stop now. This was fun.
Wait.
As always. Yeah, I love you so much.
Wait, okay, so you have, like, blue and green eyes, okay?
Yeah.
So, do you guys see that? If you can't, it says, if a parent with green eyes has a kid with a parent with brown eyes, there's 50% chance that they're gonna have brown eyes, and, 37.5% chance that they'll have green eyes, and 12% chance that they'll have blue eyes. If a person with blue eyes has a kid with a person with brown eyes, 50% that they'll have brown eyes, 0% that they'll have green eyes, and 50% that they'll have blue eyes.
Interesting.
It's So I can't control it. Like,
you can't control it.
I don't know.
Don't let them believe.
What's wrong with having?
They're just hating.
I don't. What's wrong with having?
Backhand them.
Like this is beautiful.
It is.
See that?
Well,
like, what's wrong with being tall?
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. What's wrong with having eyes? Like, why are you staring into my eyes anyways? Do you like me? Ayo.
Maybe they do.
Hmm? Ooh, look at my eyelashes.
Well, thank you for coming on this week. I love you.
I love you too. I'm just checking out my eyelashes.
Yeah, we're gonna wrap this one up.
Wait, it's gone. It's gone.
Anything you want to tell the fans?
Bullying sucks.
Yeah, it does. Bullying is
dog water.
It's dog ass.
I don't get it, because most of the stuff that you guys bully us for, like, we can't control it.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Don't take it seriously. They don't even really feel the way they feel. They just say it to get a reaction and all that.
It's like,
they don't really think stuff is ugly, even. They just are hating.
Yeah. Oh, you want a reaction? How about I give you a reaction?
Yeah, how about that?
You never said who the reaction was for, so.
Okay, so we're good for the week.
With me around, you are.
Yes, exactly. Thank you for listening and watching. We'll be back next week.
As a director, Spider-Man now. Spider-Man.